Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. It is Food for Thought Friday. My name's Greg Horn. So glad that you're with us and love to share some nuggets of wisdom, whether through God's Word, through a devotion I'm reading, through a conversation, through something I see on social media. I just love how the Lord loves to speak to His kids through so many different ways. Maybe through a time of prayer I'm having, but Food for Thought Friday's one of my favorite programs to do each week, and so many other people are encouraged by those, and appreciate those of you that are sharing those programs. There's podcasts of all the radio programs, also our YouTube channel. Want to make sure you know we have a YouTube channel. Hope you'll subscribe to it. Just simply go to YouTube and type in Hope is Here, and my name, Greg Horn, H-O-R-N. Appreciate if you would subscribe to that. Just another way to help people find us easier and quicker and be able to have hope. A lot of discouraged and people hurting out there. And Micah chapter 7, verse 8, a great reminder says, "Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in the darkness, the Lord will be my light." So good. Probably don't spend a lot of time in Micah. I have to confess, it's not a book of the Bible that I've read very often, but Micah 7:8 says, "Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in the darkness, the Lord will be my light." And maybe that's where you're at today. You're like, man, I've just fell. I've made some really bad mistakes. But with God's help, friends, you ask for forgiveness. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, "Cast your burdens on God because He cares for you." And I've shared this example before, but sometimes, even though I'm not a big fisherman, okay, by any stretch, oh goodness, I'm not patient enough to fish. Maybe I need to fish more so God can teach me patience, but sometimes when I've got a burden, something that's just really kind of weighing me down, and that verse, I actually physically act like I'm casting a fishing pole, and I cast and say, "Lord, I'm going to take this situation with this bill that, you know, this financial challenge I've got, that's yours, Lord." Or this challenging relationship I've got with somebody I've worked with or with a family member or a friend, you know what, Lord, I'm just giving that to you. I've prayed about it before, and you know, that's yours, Lord. I'm casting it upon you because you have said in your word that you care for me. Then I love the second part of that verse in Micah 7:8, "Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light." And maybe that's where you're at today. You're just like, man, I just feel like I'm walking through a dark season in my life. I know it's summertime and it's around 90 degrees and my goodness, lots of light with the sun. But you know what? In my heart, my soul, I kind of feel like I'm in a season of darkness. And friends, I want to encourage you, just like it says there in Micah chapter 7, verse 8, "The Lord will be your light. The Lord will be your light." And the number one thing I've learned in seasons where I feel like I'm in just a dark season of life, it feels like it's winter time, even though it might be spring, March, April, you know, spring, summer, or fall, I still feel like I'm in a dark winter season of life in my heart and my soul. The big thing I've learned is just to keep showing up. Keep showing up for life. Keep showing up at church. Keep listening to radio programs and podcasts like Hope is Here. Keep having your quiet times reading God's Word and ask Jesus to help you, friends. Jesus wants to help you. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, He told the disciples, "Hey, I'm getting ready to leave, but I'm going to leave you a comforter, a counselor, an advocate, the Holy Spirit." And friends, I don't think as followers of Jesus that we take advantage of that benefit. We talk about the Trinity, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yet, most of the time in our churches, and I'm guilty of this as a pastor, we just talk about the big two, God and Jesus, but that third one kind of gets pushed over in the corner, the Holy Spirit. And friends, the Holy Spirit's a person. You don't have to be scared of Him. It's not a ghost, okay? We used to call it the Holy Ghost where, you know, it's scary, spooky. It is, the Holy Spirit lives inside you. But we can quench it, kind of just keep it where it can't speak to us. The Holy Spirit can't, when we don't spend time with God, when we have a lot of darkness in our life, sin, and things that are not God-honoring. So I want to encourage you to know that God wants to help you through those things. So know that the Lord wants to help you today. And I saw this quote recently. It said, "I'm a failure. God's my forgiver. I'm a sinner. Jesus is my Savior. I'm broken. Jesus is my healer. I'm His child. He's my God." Such a great quote there. I believe it's Jim Sisko, a Catholic priest here in Central Kentucky. What a great, great quote from him. "I'm a failure. Jesus is my forgiver. I'm a sinner. Jesus is my Savior. I'm broken. He's my healer. I'm His child. He's my God." So good. My guy, Dave Willis, had the pleasure of working with him several years ago. He says, "Joyful people are those who can be genuinely happy for those who have more, genuinely compassionate for those who have less, and genuinely thankful for what they have." Share that one more time. Dave Willis. "Joyful people are those who can be genuinely happy for those who have more, genuinely compassionate for those who have less, and genuinely thankful for what they have." So I want to ask you today, are you being joyful? Maybe somebody got a promotion at work that you thought you deserved, or a friend, a coworker, a family member got this promotion and you've been waiting on one, and unfortunately just didn't work out. And somebody got a pay increase, and I had that happen to me one time. Somebody that reported to me, and they were going to pay them several more thousand than me. And man, I had to make a tough decision. My dad said, "You know, hey, if God, you feel God's called you there, then you need to stay there. But if not, there's nothing wrong with leaving, because that really is not right what they're doing." And so I do a lot of soul searching, but I feel like the Lord had called me to work at this place. And so even though I had to really swallow my pride, my ego, knowing this person's going to make several thousand more than me, yet they were going to report to me. And it was a really good growth spot for me, a great opportunity for maturity and growth and dying to self. But as we talk about often here on Hope and Seer, God's ways are not man's ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are God's thoughts and His ways higher than our thoughts and our ways, declares the Lord, as it says in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. And sometimes, friends, it just doesn't make sense. But if you pray about it, you get peace about it. God just does things differently than we do as men and women. And I've never regretted that when I've trusted God, even when I can't see God. And that's such a big, big thing, friends, that we need to know today, that God doesn't do things the way everybody else does them. Pastor Mike McClure said, "The seven pillars of getting things done. Number one, have a plan. Number two, have a deadline. Number three, having self-discipline. Number four, self-control. Number five, focusing. Number six, having systems in place. And number seven, taking action." And you know, when you don't have a plan, you don't take any action. I mean, man, it's just a dream. And, you know, dreams don't happen without work. As the old saying goes, the only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. Oh, my goodness. If you want to have success at anything, I've learned that in my life from being a college basketball coach at Western Kentucky University, to being a territory sales manager at Hershey Chocolate, to be an entrepreneur with a $10 million company, 100 employees, to losing that all, to being executive pastor, to being executive director of a nonprofit. I mean, through all these things that God's blessed me to experience, I have realized that, you know, if there's not some work involved, it ain't going to happen, okay? The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. But more importantly, in the Bible, it talks about in Proverbs that if a person doesn't work, they shouldn't eat. And I don't mean for people that have disabilities, or some people, you know, they can't do that. And unfortunately, because of a disability and injury, yet I also want us to be careful that, you know, we don't make excuses too. But if you have disability and you can't work now, I want to tell you, I'm sorry. And I know I've got a close friend of mine that I know he'd love to be able to work, but fell off a scaffold a couple years ago and his shoulder is shattered. And he just cannot do the physical work that he did. And he deserves that. And yet he uses the time, and of course he's still making less income, even being on disability, to help others less fortunate, goes and takes people to the grocery store and runs errands and does things for a lot of older people that are just challenged. And so, you know, God never wastes a hurt, friends. We can trust God even when we don't understand him. We can trust him. Somebody listening today, you know, I'm not into prosperity gospel, but sometimes you just need to know, though, the Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? And I saw this quote recently by Real Talk Kim on social media, and man, I like to fire her when I need some encouragement or to be challenged. And she said, you know, one thing about God is that when his favor is upon you, you will be invited into rooms that you are excluded from. God will open doors that no one can close. What normally takes 6 months for you to accomplish, you will do it in 2 weeks. Get ready for a season of acceleration. If somebody listening today, I think they needed to hear that. We'll say it one more time. One thing about God is that when his favor is upon you, you will be invited into rooms that you were excluded from before. He will open doors that no one can close. And what normally takes 6 months for you to accomplish, you will do it in 2 weeks. Get ready for a season of acceleration. And that goes back to what I was talking about earlier, about Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. God's thoughts and his ways are not my thoughts and my ways. And sometimes there's been things that I'm like, God, what is it taking so long for? But sometimes he just needed to prepare my heart to get me in the right place. And maybe he's working behind the scenes. He's always working, but maybe it's behind the scenes he's working on somebody else's situation, and that's why he can't answer the prayer as quickly as I would like for him to, or the way that I would like to him, because I know, you know, my way is always the best, right? Oh, my goodness. I laugh at myself how I still think sometimes I know better than God. Anybody else out there struggle with that besides me? Don't judge me. Don't send me any emails or Facebook messages on that. Friends, a lot of times we get guilty of thinking, you know what? I know this is the best way to do this, God, and you need to do it my way. And yet, you know what? God doesn't do things always the way that we think he should, because he's God and we're not. You know, last week we had David Hartzell on the program, just some powerful, powerful programs. And I want to encourage you, you didn't hear his programs, to go check those two programs out. He was on there on Wednesday, July 12th and Thursday, July 13th. But David was involved in a car wreck when he was 16 years old, driving too fast. They were doing a little party and being mischievous, unfortunately, like teenagers are sometimes. But he paid a high price in a bad car wreck and had suffered paralysis from the waist down. But I'll never forget what he said. He goes, I had to choose to focus on my ability, not my disability. Say it again. He said, I had to choose to focus on my ability, not my disability. And he winds up, he's won 39 Bluegrass 10,000, 10Ks. Okay, the July 4th, I believe, is when they have that here in Lexington. He's won national championships in basketball. I mean, he's won tennis championships. I mean, the guys want a lot of things. So I want to encourage you today to be like David, not to focus on your disability, but to focus on your ability. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.